Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet.
Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is an outstanding small business advisor and consultant. He's an entrepreneur himself, an investor himself. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, and he joins us on a regular basis to give us a rubber meets the road report on what he's seeing out there in the marketplace with regular small business owners just like you and the things that they're up against, and also with a word of advice that's always outstanding. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Great to be here.
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. You know, John, in a recent article, I wrote something about time, and I said that time is a commodity, just like soybeans and corn, because it's the same for everybody everywhere. The price is the same. You know, that's the thing about commodities. It's the same thing. And it's usually cost the same wherever you get it. That's why it's called a commodity. But where time is different, and any billionaire will tell you that time, as rich as they may be, time is more precious to them than gold, than any asset that they have. And the only way to make it up and to create more of it is to save it, isn't it?
That's right. Well, and to direct it.
Yeah. Say that again.
Well, to direct time.
To direct it. Okay, I hear you. I heard you. Go ahead.
I think in today's world, people, I see a lot of, I interact with a lot of people, clients, colleagues, friends, who feel like they've got less time. They feel like their time is compressed, and there's more to do, less time to do it in. And, of course, this is all backs up in the choices that we make every day. And I find that some people, you know, and I feel this too, there are days, what I call days of purpose, where you go in and you're very clear about what you need to accomplish, the tough work you need to get done. You have a sense of urgency, but you're also calm about it because you know that you're on the right track. And then there are days of distraction. It's almost as if you jump onto a treadmill first thing in the morning and never get off. And I was just with a big company, a life insurance company, and working with some of their leaders, and this fellow who's in charge of a product line, and has 400 or 500 employees, and trying to grow a business. He's really an entrepreneur. He should be an entrepreneur within the business. And he just told me, he said, "I'm all over the place. I don't know where my time needs to be going, and it's going in all different directions every day." And so we started talking through that, and it's really, this is almost as simple as it gets when you talk about management and personal leadership. You know, getting back to clarifying what's important. Your last caller said her, one of her first important lessons for the lemonade day is set your goal. And that, again, it isn't sexy or all that innovative, but taking the time to interrupt your pattern, come up for air, getting clear about where you're going. And with small business owners, for me, I coach them to get clear about what I call a game plan. I think we've talked about this before. You know, you don't have to get clear on where you're going to be 5 years from now or 3 years from now. Get clear about where you're going to be 3 months from now. What are the three or four big chunks of work that you need to accomplish to get there? And it may be that you need to relaunch your website, and you need to focus on business development, hire two great salespeople. Well, that's a lot of work if that's mm-hmm. most of what you focus on and do it well over the next 3 months. And so then the question is, how does that translate into where your time goes?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, it's a matter of, okay, what do I need to do today that I can get somebody else starting to work on something, a contractor or an employee or a vendor or whatever. What am I going to need from them in a month or 3 months that they can't do for me then if I don't tell them or give them something today?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So I get them started, then I focus on something that only I can do. So delegation is a big deal, and I want to talk about that when we come back. But also, John, I think who we are, our personalities, I think it's important to understand that, too. As our mutual friends, Pearson Jane Howard, would tell us, we need to understand what our personalities are doing with our time. 20 till, right back with John Bradbury. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.